What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. All right. I know I'm an experienced driver. It's like, Ken, we're going to talk about some news, brother. So let's get down to business here. TruckDriverBooks.com is who we always were sponsored by. TruckDriverBooks.com. All right. Truck driver covered in molten asphalt survives with third-degree burns over 90% of his body. Daryl Allen, 59 years old, works for Kimard Transport, was picking up a load of asphalt in Shreveport Oil Refinery owned by, I'm probably going to say this wrong, Calmit Specialty Products Partners. Asphalt had been heated up to 350 degrees in order to keep it liquid, you know, so they could pour it into the tanker that Allen has. He drives a tanker truck. According to the lawsuit, the employees accidentally overfilled the tanker with 3,000 extra pounds of asphalt. Because of the mistake, they needed to offload the extra, but with only one employee available at the time to do it, Allen was asked to help out. He climbed up on top of the tanker, opened the hatch, and to tell the employee whether or not the asphalt was draining out. Unfortunately, the hoses being used had not been properly cleaned, and there was still water left inside of it. When the water came into contact with the asphalt, it vaporized, causing an explosion. Damn. Allen says knowing something was wrong, he closed the lid to the tanker, but the resulting explosion was so powerful that it threw him to the ground and covered him in liquid hot asphalt. When he arrived to the hospital, doctors reported that he had third-degree burns over 90% of his body. And one doctor said in 30 years treating burn victims, he had never seen anyone survive who had been burned as badly as Allen. So basically, he's going to spend millions of dollars for his health. So, of course, he's suing his company. Previously, this company had another accident where they killed an employee. And as a result of that, they were fined by OSHA. And for violations, $170,000 in fines. But here's the thing. Let's get down to what applies to you, me, and everybody else. First of all, just because somebody at a company asks you to do something, doesn't mean you got to do it. Okay? You always got to look out for your own safety. I have been in situations. I've told you guys a story. I was in a neighborhood. I'm backing up. Guy standing in front of me telling me I'm not going to hit a pole, and he's not even making the effort to look. So I get out the truck, and I look my damn self. You know, I have been in situations where backups were dangerous. I pulled the truck over and say, I can't do that. I drove it to the terminal, dropped the trailer, and said, I'm not doing it. It's too dangerous. I had a guy one time tell me, come meet me somewhere and get in the car and I'll take you somewhere and you know, we'll show you where you got to back up, because you know, a lot of guys can't find it. I immediately called dispatch, said, hey, I'm not doing this, dropped the trailer off at the terminal, just felt too dangerous. Anytime you feel like something's dangerous, anytime they're not doing what they're supposed to do, anytime they don't have, you know, especially when you're doing something dangerous like asphalt or chemicals, there is no, it won't happen to me. This shit can happen to anybody. You got to look out for yourself first. All right. Because if you don't look out for yourself, no one is. All right. These companies don't give a good goddamn about you, your family, whether you end up with burns all over your body. All they care about is shipping fucking freight. You know, I talked about it before, you know, trucking companies, they don't think about that. All they care about is logistics, baby. Get that shit in, get it out. You know, and this is something you got to think about when you get in this industry. Can you say no? Because that is one of the most important things. Can you turn down money? One of the most important things. If shit ain't safe, no. If it looks dangerous, no. If that means walking away from your job, fuck them. All right. Because obviously, better lose a job than to suffer third degree burns. I figured I'd share that with you guys. It's a great warning about going to places that ain't handling their business the correct fucking way, whether you're at a chemical plant or regular place. If you see anything that's possibly fucking dangerous, don't put your life at risk. Now, I'm not saying, you know, there's guys to blame. there's no way in hell I could imagine he could understand an explosion. You know what I mean? But knowing there's one guy on duty and there's supposed to be two, and doing some dangerous shit like that is definitely a red flag. And that's saying he know that. I don't know. Maybe he didn't. But it's just one of those things that you got to be aware of. You know, you need to know those types of procedures. Talk to your safety department. Know what you're looking for, especially if you're hauling dangerous shit. I remember one time I was driving down the road, and there was a guy who had a smoking tanker, and he was hauling hazmat. And he was panicking. He literally was panicking. He pulled his truck over on the side of the road, and I swear to God, it was smoking. It's like all this chemical smoke was coming out the top, and he is literally just running back and forth. And I'm like, dude, pull that motherfucker. Which, you know, get the safety procedures in your company, but if I was in that situation, I'm pulling that motherfucker over somewhere, not on the side of the road. Get it away from people, because he was literally on the side of the road on a bridge, which is just bad. And pull that motherfucker over and put it over there at, you know, off the side of the highway, and get the fuck out that truck and walk the fuck away from it and call safety department. Okay? Because you can buy all that shit in that truck later. You know, that's what I would have done in that situation. But I'm just saying, don't panic. Don't do like this. This guy literally, I was driving by, he's just running back and forth. He's just running back and forth, looking at the book, talking on the phone. Running back and forth, looking at the book, talking on the phone. But anyway, I'm not saying that this is guy's fault. I'm not, you know, this guy Allen, I'm not saying anything's his fault. I'm just saying that you need to pay attention to what the fuck is going on, because ultimately it's your fucking life. You know what I'm saying? And know the procedures that it takes to get shit done. Because if you don't know them, and this is for my experienced drivers, not the new guys, because the new guys know the procedures. It's all us old motherfuckers who know, I've been around 30 fucking years. I know exactly what I need to do. Yeah, you know who you are. All right, guys. Figure that shit at truckdriver101.com. Yeah, one other thing. You know, this is one of the reasons that you want to have your disability, your long-term disability as well. As well as you want to know how workman's comp works, you want to have a reasonable lawyer that you at least know of. Because in these situations, you're going to have to, the workman's comp people are going to, well, the long-term disability and short-term disability people may try to avoid it because it happened at work, paying for it. And you may run into all sorts of shit with your insurance companies as well. So you need a reasonable lawyer if you're in a situation like this. And I'm sure, pretty sure this guy does. But, it, you know, don't be ignorant to that. You know a lawyer. You know, a lot of guys, I try to tell guys all the time that you need to have some type of your own network, your own lawyer, your own accountant, your own people. You ain't got to use them all the time. But, you know, if you got somebody you associate with, especially in this industry, because you never know, one, what opportunities may open up. And two, you also never know what trouble you may need to get out of, you know. And this is one of the reasons I talk about, you know, long term and short term disability, because this shit could happen not at work. It could happen at home, you know, because this guy's going to be out of work. You know, I guarantee you, once his company made that fucking check, until people go through and file paperwork, because even after a tragic accident like this, there's still paperwork that has to be filed. There's still decisions that have to be made. During that time, this guy's sitting in the fucking hospital with third degree burns, racking up bills. You know what I'm saying? In severe fucking pain. So you need to be aware of that, guys. So always know you're a lawyer. Always know you're an accountant. Always have a understand what your long-term and short-term disability will pay for, and your workman's comp. And that shit can be different state to state. And even the state that you're injured in could have some influence over whether they pay. So this is the reason you want to have that information. And when shit like this happens, and when I say have this information, just have the number of a lawyer that you know you can call. Just have the number for your family. Because his wife got this horrible call, think about it, on the phone. And then she turned around and she had to go from her job to figure out how to handle this. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, the fucking rent is due, the mortgage is due. That's why savings is so fucking important. But all that shit is due. And if you get your workman's comp or you get your disability or your long-term or short-term, that shit takes time. It's going to take time, and the bills aren't going to stop. They're still going to come in. And obviously you don't want your wife or your family to end up homeless because this bad shit happened to you. Even if he wins his lawsuit, which I'm sure he's suing for millions, it's going to take time for that shit to happen. So you want to have some savings to immediately deal with problems. And then you want to know somebody who can help you over the long term. Always get advice in that situation. And that's what I mean by, like, go online or talk to your friends or talk to your doctor. Find out somebody who you can do, who is a lawyer or, a lawyer to help you through a situation like this if this occurs, okay? I'm not saying you got to go out and hire one. I'm just saying no. Don't be like so many guys I see who are ignorant to, they get a ticket and they don't know what to do because they don't even know a lawyer, or they don't even know what the average cost should be. You know, find that shit out. You know, call, do something. You know, don't just sit on your ass and stand around going, oh, I heard about this tragic accident. Then when the shit happens to you, you don't do anything. Like, think about that. If this shit happened to you, how much money do you have in savings right now? If this shit happens to you, call the insurance companies or your long-term and short-term disability and find out what they cover you. If this shit happens to you, how fast can you find a lawyer? Call a lawyer. You know, call a lawyer in personal injury or in your local state area. Local state area, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. But anyway, call a lawyer and just find out the procedures. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Just be aware of the situation you got to go into when the shit hits the fan. You know, be prepared for it, you know. All right, guys. Truck Driver 101. Hopefully that helps somebody. Peace.